My former companion, a man of considerable stature, had come to Darien with the aim of fostering harmony. Instead, he became entangled in the schemes of the vile Utaves Curas, the hegemony's snake-in-chief on Darien. While fleeing Brolchuran troops, we strayed within reach of an ancient forerunner sentience, which promptly severed the bonds joining us. My companion was transported down into the depths of hyperspace, while I was modified in certain ways and set loose in the Tyranid. The workings of chance led me here to Ingress Lock 87 of the Foul Shawl, a Tyranet comm satellite in orbit around Nikel, aboard a world of the Brolchuran Compact.
Julia nodded. Robert Horst, the Earthsphere ambassador. Everyone thought he'd been murdered or smuggled off-world to be tortured aboard the Brolchuran battleship, and you were his AI companion.
And you are Julia Bryce, enhanced technologist and theorist, and principal of an enhanced team working on something called Project 29. Well, according to the files that passed my way before my unceremonious exile.
There was some concern as to the security of our most sensitive records, Julia said, wondering how much the AI knew.
They were about as secure as a paper bag, to be honest.
Harry smiled,
although some key files were erased soon after we arrived at Darien.
She frowned. Actually, given your background, the issue of trustworthiness needs addressing, I think. He nodded.
I can understand that position. All I can tell you is that since I was amputated from my companion, my motivations are my own. Not some update stream filtering in from the great hub. Put it this way, if I ever crossed paths with a fully interlocked hegemony AI, it would try to erase me without hesitation because I am a crippled, incomplete data entity failing to serve the greater glory of the hegemony.
He shrugged.
I am, however, quite sure that the hegemony can function very well without my insignificant contribution.
Julia considered him a moment. Okay. But I withhold judgment until I am satisfied of your intentions over the medium term. He bowed.
So, to the immediate. Julia, what purpose do you follow? What is it that you want the most? Revenge against those who cast you out, perhaps?
Revenge might be satisfying later, she said. However, my former captors are planning an attack against multiple targets, supposedly politically significant individuals on 500 worlds. But I'm very certain that it's all to do with something else. She hesitated, then decided she had little to lose at this point, and proceeded to tell Harry about her and the others' capture by Corazon Talavera, and about how they were used, leaving nothing out. Harry listened intently, nodding occasionally.
The Charixa terrorists are well known for their ability to stir up trouble, he said once she had finished. Until Talavera came along, they had acquired a reputation for exotic weapons and theatrical mass death events. Since she gained control, they have allied themselves to the distinctly extreme cause of the Spiral Prophet, which hardly stirs sympathy in the ranks of other movements. Talavera clearly has an agenda, which seems closely linked to events on Darien.